little bit. Hey, we are so excited that you are joining us for the Esther Davis Show on Centertainment Radio Show live. We are going to be introducing some new guests to you, not guests, but new hosts to you that's going to be joining us on this Centertainment platform. So I want you to tune in. I want you to be a part of what we're doing. This is incredible. One thing I do want to talk about, and you'll see a show coming up real soon, is to have some of our people that's dealing with mental health issues. That's another show that's coming up on the Centertainment radio platform, that's coming up on the CFN Networks TV platform, and also BPE. Stay tuned. So many stuff is coming. There is a wreck. Well, she's caught in traffic, but while we're waiting, I just wanted to tell you there's some things that's going on in mental health. I know we had the big election and stuff like that, but there's some things that need to be improved upon, especially parents' rights for whether they're a child or whether you are taking care of a grown adult. All across the country, I'm hearing it on our Facebook Live group that we have. I'm not going to make that known, but right now there's a Facebook Live group dealing with mental health issues, things that we're just combating day in and day out. There's many people sharing their stories about the stoppages that we're having as far as the guidelines that are out there to protect. And I believe that everybody, individual's rights should be protected. But when you can't think for yourself, when you can't reason for yourself, and you're not in your right mind, you need somebody to think for you. And we've got to start getting in touch with our elected officials. We've got to start getting in touch with people that are making these laws and making guidelines who they do not know what the parents face or guardians face when they have to deal with someone that has a mental health issue. Some of the laws allows for hospitals, if they think, okay, well, I'm not dealing with this person anymore, just to release them out into the street. Not having contact with a family member. Sometimes they don't want contact with a family member because we put them back on medication to contain what's happening in their minds. And I'm telling you, these laws and these guidelines need to change. I was speaking to someone, and we're going to form an alliance, a group. We're going to form some type of way for us to be able to impact our political system with health, mental health issues that we're facing. Because we don't want somebody going out there shooting up a bar. We don't want somebody, yes, real life issues. Somebody should have known something was going on and could have gotten that man some help. We're seeing stuff in the news that's happening like that every day. It's happening every day. And because we don't have the power as guardians, as parents, to say something is wrong with my child, something is wrong with my nephew, something is wrong with my niece, something is wrong, and we need to do something about it. That person could have been stopped there, and those lives, those 12 lives, could have been saved. And I want to say this all over the world. You can put this out there. We need to get to our political system and begin to cry out for those that have had PTSDs, those that have mental health issues, that needs to have someone be able to guide them through the system that they can get true help and not a Band-Aid upon help that they're getting out there. I went to a facility, and I'm not going to name the name, and it took a little while for us to get there. We got through the system because there's people that begin to realize I was dealing with an issue, not myself, but someone I was caring for. I was dealing with an issue that was real, and there's real issues out there. People, we're hearing all kind of stories in the news is because we haven't put our hands around the problem and began to deal with it as it is. You can't equip somebody with a gun that does not have the mental capacity to carry that gun or does not in the right state of mind to be able to have that gun in their hands. But we have laws protecting them, and we have to combat those laws and put something out there that is something that's going to save their lives and the lives that they come in contact with. So I'm very, very, very adamant about this. I'm going to become an advocate myself. I put my name out there, I put my network out there, Centertainment, that we're going to become an advocate to change some laws, to change. We want to make sure that we are bringing some change. Even if I'm the only one out there throwing a starfish back into the water, I'll be the only one out there, and I'll do one commercial, one TV show, one ad, one radio show at a time until we impact our government, until we impact the political system to do something. It's time for a change. Not only change in America for all the political things that's going on, and we know how crazy that is, and I'm not going to get into that, but the craziness that's in our systems itself needs to be addressed immediately. You will hear something again tomorrow about somebody doing something and they're wondering why. The young lady that went into that place found out she has some mental issues. We need to stop ignoring the elephant in the room and deal with issues for what they really are, and not just waiting and talk about it on the news and then move on to the next one. We're not just trying to find news reports. We're trying to find real answers. And so our networks need to really see that this is a real problem that we need to face. We need to get ourselves in line with a solution that's going to save this country and not put a Band-Aid on the problem. This is Michael Johnson, and this is with Centertainment Network. We're waiting on our show to come on, but I felt this is the time, and I can cut this portion out for the Esther Davis Show. I'll get her permission whether leave it in or out, but we need to see a change happen in our country now. And so I just wanted to put that out there. All right, for everybody that's listening on Blog Talk Radio, I'm going to give you a song by MC Nice. He said, "I've got angels," and that's what we need. We need some angels watching over us.
For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Luke 4:10. Let's go. I got angels watching over me. I got. Yeah. Covered in the blood of Jesus. Born in the city of angels, where Satan be scheming your weakness in. Ready to wrangle and tangle you with demons that season. To mangle and strangle your believing, deceiving and grieving. Leaving you grieving, the legion, the treason, the reason. He competing and cheating, deleting your faith. Leaving you raped, leaving you draped, completely reshaped. Undermining your face, yeah. The message is clear. God is always there when you face with a desire. God is always there when you're walking with the fire. Stay walking with no fear. Stay praying with no fear. He got you. Angels and saints, when you're giving them thanks, can pull you through the deepest waters. Slave to the bank, can rise above the evil martyrs who don't bother to blink or bother to think. Trying to slaughter my hate. He gave us sun, who gave us light. Who gave us love, who gave us light. That made us whole, that made us right. That made us whole, that made us right. Christ. Angels. I got angels watching over me. I got angels, yeah, everywhere we go. Angels watch our back. We live in tough times, religious freedoms are under attack. We thundering back through all of the black, through all of the flag. No rolling us back, we strong. Our elite purpose when we worship is to keep churching. Cause the street circus that seeks curses will keep hurting. Causing you drama, mixed with the Brahma. Hot as a sauna, the core of the trauma. We say, speak his names, let his deeds be known. It's no shame, I'm acclaimed with the preacher's tone. With my speakers on, till the speakers boom. Yeah, together we rise, united we fly. No need to silently cry, divided we die. God is the eye, God is the key. Watching over me. I got angels. Watching over me. Yeah. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands, and 10,000 times 10,000. They encircled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive the power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise." Revelation 5:11-12. I got angels, man. Straight up. Angels. I got.
About the way you gave your life. Yeah.
And we are live, and I got, is this Mr. Art Fuller?
This is, yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you? I've gotten through on the phone here. Took a while.
We're live right now, and I'm sorry, but we're waiting for Esther to get here. There was a wreck out there. You know how that happens when you're trying to get somewhere, and then there's a wreck that slows things down.
Oh, no question.
And so she's on her way here.
And
but
your
while,
name,
while we're here, go ahead.
Yeah. No, so your
this
name,
Michael
sir?
Johnson.
Michael
Anthony
Johnson.
Johnson.
All right.
And this
yeah.
is our
we talked some.
Here,
right. Yeah.
We're talking about some different things. Before she gets here, I was telling everybody on the show there's some things that I'm going to begin to advocate for, because I know that you and Esther are going to begin to talk about industry, the internet, and also things that were happening back in the day. But I'm addressing the audience with something I'm going to do, Art. It's going to be a show around mental health. You know, you got a lot of people coming back from the services with PTSD. You got mental health issues that's not being addressed. And I'm trying to tell people they got to watch who they put in the office and know what they stand for when it comes to things.
Yeah, you need to talk. You need to talk about that from the perspective of what people who are not considered in mental health condition. When you use the media to be yours. In fact, I'm into that now. I'm trying to work out an idea to talk to a high school class next Friday, and the thing that I tell them is read. I said do five things: read, read.
I love it.
And then I ask them what number five they think is. And when I say read, I'm talking about not what I see. I mean, how much growth can I get out of a murder mystery?
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
And these talk shows in particular, although I do see that, but The media's purpose is the development of income, not the development of you.
See, that's what we're talking about. They want this. They'll take any story, and not to harp on all media, but most media, they take any story and they want to get money out of it. So they'll harp on it, rather than seeing some changes happen, for the betterment of our children that's coming up, and for the betterment of our country.
Yeah.
And I was telling. I was telling them, we the people, in order to perform a more perfect union. The first sentence in the preamble is us. It starts with us. We're the people. We got to form that perfect union. We have not gotten there yet because we don't realize
our role. And that's the thing that I challenge about. I did a project for, I guess, well over 20 years or somewhere in that range that I call Parenting Principles, Practices, and Responsibilities. And we've grown to a point, and I know that you probably shouldn't get into that now, but, you know, the children used to have a mother.
Right, right.
Now that's been, foregone for things. They don't have time to spend with them. And that's just no way in the world that you're going to get a child out of. Putting them in kindergarten in the third, at 3 years old. Oh, no, I'm sorry, at 3 months old.
3 months old, right. You know, Art, I see so many.
3 months old, right?
Do you know that my grandson knew how to run?
No, there's no way you could expect. I mean, what you can do, and it centers around the thing that I call people all sin is selfishness. it's around that thing about somehow
things. Look at what technology is doing right now. You got the cell phone that's become an idol in those kids' hands, and they can barely put it down. I know that you deal with a lot of students that you go and talk to. As soon as they get an opportunity, they pull that cell phone up, and they're on there texting or they're on there doing something. But it's becoming 80 to 85, if not more, percent of what they're looking at. And that's what's driving them.
I had an idea.
What is that?
Yeah, my idea is that should be, I guess, the high school near me, that 2,300 students. That should be 2,300 little boxes outside the front door that they left those cell phones in when they went through the door. And
that's
if you were
exactly
to do that right now, parents would hang you. You think people being shot now. But if you were to do something like that, I need to be in touch with my child. At least that's what they'll be saying.
Yeah,
but the
saying.
Point is that when they arrive there, there should be a box right outside the door with, you know, a lock on it or whatever. And every one of them should come up and put that phone in the box until the end of the school day, not lunch hour and stuff, but to the end of the school day, it's locked.
Mm-hmm.
because
exactly.
But then again, now, unfortunately, that's not going to work because now they're teaching using those.
Yep.
Right?
So
yeah, they're going to now where the school, they're teaching.
How do we get better with this?
Just
there's got to be a way that we can start by, you know, making every child, even our adults, it's important for technology, but we need to put limits on it. And it needs to be a tool in our hand and not making us the tool of it, because we're letting those apps drive us daily, and we're missing that interaction with our family. We're missing that interaction with our parents that we should have.
With that,
missing that interaction with
other
students.
It is not a family. It is not a family. And
that's right.
And children, my buddy and I talk from time to time, and he calls it 0 to 7, and I call it longer, because I say that they have that has an impact on the fetus.
Yes.
Okay.
What you think, eat, and drink, and say,
and expose yourself to.
Yep.
Is being implanted into that fetus.
Right.
Huh? It is. It's
yes.
being implanted in
yes.
that fetus. And you start saying something like to somebody, and they'd be ready to fight you because the $4,900 mattress has got something, man. I can't have it unless I've got a job.
Yes.
That that gets me. I used to say it was, you know, 0 to 3. That by the time they're three, their mind is totally blown. Right? It's all messed up. And he was saying to by 7. But by 7, they are controlling the family.
That's right. Isn't that sad, though? That happens. It's starting to happen to a lot of families across.
It's horrendous. No, it's happening all across the board. And those who might get a little bit of that won't be able to survive, because when you're one of the 10, what are your chances? You're going to be the one who gets ridiculed or get suppressed. And
that's
it makes almost an impossible situation to deal with right there, babe.
Right.
It makes it, because when you're going to talk about that, their mind owns, their mind, they're assuming that better things or better looking things or more expensive things.
Right.
They are assuming that those kinds of things are what would make the child be, and that's putting the mindset, your mindset, into a child, and it ought not to be that. It ought to be involvement, teaching, and training, and that kind of thing. I tried to do that when I was doing this program. In fact, Esther televised one of my half-hour shows that I call Parenting Principles, Practices, and we called it Tweeners. Because my wife and
Tweeners?
I were taking care of her. We called the program Tweeners. Yeah, because we had two grandchildren that we were raising. Their mom had passed away. And my wife's mother was an invalid, at our house. So we were tweeners. Mm-hmm. We had to treat and take care of in both arenas. And so we did, goodness, that was around 2008 or something like that. Yeah, 2008 or 2009, made a half-hour show. And I had in mind actually making a series that amounted to about 12 to 15 of those half-hour shows, but it never grew, because it takes, you know, funding to do that. And I didn't have a source that would cover it over that time. But I wanted to talk to them about, I wanted to put out something that could be broadcast. And very fortunately, I guess, that half-hour thing, it was done for 1 or 2 years. Just that one show was shown on Fox TV here early on Saturday morning, 5:30 in the morning or something like that, for a year or two. So I'd have people stop me and ask me if I was doing more, but I never got to to do that. So, but it has a lot to do with the deterioration we are seeing in our society and in our country and so forth. And that brings us to where we are right now, because their mind is being put is being put in the wrong kind of place, and you're using. Oh, I hate cartoons. God, I hate cartoons.
Hey, I'm calling in Esther Davis right now. Give me just a second, Arthur. Just a second.
Esther Davis?
Esther Davis, it's
hello,
you
Ms.
live
Esther.
On the Esther Davis Show, and Art Fuller's here. We're all here together.
I don't believe you, Michael. I can't believe we're doing this. I'm sitting in a traffic jam in Midtown, the busiest part of Dallas, and you're gonna. I'm sitting in traffic, and I'm on internet radio. Ah,
that's right.
And you know, I have all my
look. Let me tell you something. Now, we did not envision that when we did Shouting Up and Down at the University of Michigan when that computer actually dialed a telephone to the University of Berkeley in California, and the computer in California recognized the message. You're doing that. Hey, that's the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the same thing. How long ago was that? I just can't believe it.
No, we actually got the demo. Of course, they might have had it going in September of 1969.
Mm-hmm.
That was after four to 5 years of working on computer-to-computer communication. And I'm saying University of Michigan. I just remember that in the room, and we did like the astronauts and all. Danced around the room because that
I'm dancing around in my car right now because he told me once before that he could do this. But I thought, I'll never have the opportunity to witness that.
And well.
Well, how was the election down in Houston? And hello to everybody at CFN. I am so happy to be there, but I'm not there. But that's okay. How was the election?
The election went well. I believe it went well.
Mm-hmm.
It went well. We had a very interesting situation here, though.
What happened?
81% of the people who voted with that single ticket thing. What do you call it when you check a box? All Democrat, all Republican.
That's a straight ticket.
81% of the votes were straight ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I didn't particularly trust it because I wasn't sure. So I went through and checked every box myself on mine. That was just what I did. And as a result, I think every judge that was on the ballot lost.
What?
Okay.
So what happened?
Well, people voted for somebody else. They put new people in.
But if you go a straight ticket, that's all Democrat
chances are. I haven't heard anybody talk about percentage, but the odds are that a whole lot of Democrats got into office that way.
Yes.
And our county judge, who was really quite a well recognized guy, he lost to a 27-year-old young lady.
27 years old.
She won over this county judge who's been there for the last 10, I don't know how many years. And she's 27 years old and I don't deal with that. I was planning to talk to you all about that tonight. Because when are we going to see a story? Now, you all been in this advertising and everything. I must be mixed up because it seems to me that everybody in this country is an immigrant except the Native American and the black.
Yes, that's exactly right. You know,
yeah,
you're not mixed up at all.
You know how old I am? I have never heard that statement. I have never heard that statement.
But now, Art, we have immigration as a key source, and I think it's a diversion. I think it is a total diversion because we have always had immigrants. We've always sent some back and brought others in.
I'm telling you that everybody, the people, the British came to this country and what? And took it from the Native Americans and put them in prison.
Right.
So what do you have problems with? I'm having a problem with people always claiming about, I'm a citizen, and they come into my country, and we don't want immigrants, etc. So an immigrant is saying to an immigrant, we don't want immigrants.
We are all immigrants.
Yeah. No,
that's the bottom line.
No. Your people were brought here.
Yeah, I was
brought here.
You're right.
You weren't human.
That's true.
You were not. No. You were not human. You were brought here as a piece of equipment. That's different.
Exactly.
Right. And actually, you're being used right now as a piece of equipment.
Well, I hope I have a bit more freedom, and then I understand
what
you're saying, but I hope we have a little bit more freedom. The immigration, all they have to do with immigration
take
care of.
What's the difference between those thousand or so people coming from wherever they were than those ships that came over here to this country? How is that different?
Probably a couple of hundred years in between there. We did outlaw slavery.
Yes, a couple years in between. Yes, but
we did outlaw slavery.
I'm talking about the people coming here now, the ones that President Trump is denigrating and all of that. Now, them headed to this country, how is that different from the ships that the British sent over here?
There is a big difference, Art. No, it's in the context, it's a big difference. Because now we've got all of the world coming in here. The big ships came from one continent to another continent. And they had the continent.
And
the continent that they want to come over here were the people that were to do the work. Let's make no mistake about it. That Africa was targeted as the country that was supposed to come and do the work, do the harvesting. So that is...
Uh-huh.
What the difference is. But now we have made it an issue into our country. And it's really interesting that you should bring that up because, see, one of the things that we don't want in this country is that we don't want everybody voting. Over the years, and I have been studying this, over the years,
I'm with you. We don't want everybody voting.
And over the years, since women started to vote, and then the African Americans, and now the Spanish speaking people, and all of this. We don't want a lot of people voting. Stop and
now
think
you're
about that.
Messing around with the system.
You're messing around with the system, and if you have everybody voting, then you're going to have exactly what we have today. You're going to have females that are controlling a party in the country. In the next couple of years, we're going to have we'll have a female that is president. In the not-too-distant future, we will also have Hispanics and Arabs and Muslims, and that's a good thing. That's what America is.
They are American, not Spanish and all them other things.
But that's not what the system wants. The system does not want everybody voting.
They're trying to hold this kind of distinction because what's happened. And I think I told you earlier that I talked to my children. I told them, I said, never corner a tiger. And see the Caucasian population in this. I did. I used to tell them. And I told them that in relation to school. You're going to corner a tiger? You're going to corner this big dude that's going to whip your head to death, you know, after you get them all cornered? And what's happened is that basically the Caucasian have been cornered, okay?
Okay.
Population growth, et cetera, and are growing toward what could be a minority, and they have a strong kind of thing not to allow that kind of thing happen. So anything is right that would make that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah,
anything
I understand what you're saying.
Right that would keep that done. So it's something that we have to deal with.
Well, the other thing we have to deal with is that intellect is not privy to one nation and one people. That belongs to the people. And what we have done is segregated people, because that's supposed to be the smart race, and then that's supposed to be this, the dumb race, and there is no such thing.
Right.
Because you have people that are brilliant and geniuses in all races and genders.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I marvel at the fact
that's
that we
true.
Have
that becomes, children. That becomes a challenge when
yes,
they start,
that becomes a challenge because
we have when
to,
they start
we have
trying to exercise or show that in a case, because
and,
then
and
I lose
and then think about
control.
That you have to respect that. The other part of that is that we have to respect it, and we have to be kind to it when we don't want to be. So
that's,
it carries
that's
a whole lot of
in.
Different things.
Can
we
I
have
ask
to
you about
address
the issues coming? Yeah, sure.
Oh, Michael, I'm at the front door right now, Michael. And
oh,
there's
I'm coming
no
down
guard
again.
Here.
Okay,
And are you? Oh, wait a minute! No, the guard is here. Michael.
Okay. Okay. I'm not...
He's here.
Yes, I'm
he
back.
Just sit down.
I'm back. Okay. I heard you say corner the tiger. Haven't
Hello.
We done that with some of this?
Yeah, we have. We have. We have.
Yep.
Yeah.
In every race, haven't we? Every racial ethnicity out there, we've cornered the tiger, and they're coming out.
Yes.
Even some of our millennials begin to show up this time.
That's the move toward them becoming a minority when they controlled everything.
Thank you.
And they're looking at what? They're looking at the kind of thing that they did to us.
Yeah.
As a possibility.
As a possibility.
Right. As a probability, unless you
and then the other thing that we need to talk about is that as this race becomes more of a democracy, we are going to have people in office that will make changes to this country. It's not going to be the same, and I think we need to recognize that also, because now we have Hispanic schools. Because they want to teach their languages. And to the audiences, I am now in the building, away from the wreck. I'm still on my cell phone. We haven't lost any communication at all. And I can't believe this. I simply cannot believe this. That Michael Johnson, the real one, is a genius.
Yeah.
And now I'm walking into...
Bill Gates and I didn't
I'm gonna put you on hold. I'm going to put you on hold and pick up from your phone from there as you walk in, because you are now live on the set.
I'm now live on the set, and there's Michael. Woo!
You can hang up from there.
I can hang up.
This is what we can do for now if something ever happens.
I don't. You know what? Tonight
can
is.
Can I put you on here too?
Sure,
we're
you can.
Some good things.
Oh, we're talking about some good things. And
I'm gonna put you on Facebook.
Oh, you're gonna put me on Facebook. Yeah, you're gonna put me on Facebook.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, Arthur, how are you?
Yeah. I'm doing great. I'm doing great. I'm in a whole new vein now.
Because I can't. All right, we want your Facebook password. Because this guy that we're working with now, well, I know you may not have a password, but what we are going to do
I might have one. Let me look. I had one. I had it on a lot of these.
That's right. Don't say it over the air.
All right, I'll get it to you.
Okay, this has been an absolute.
No, I tell you now. This has got to be something. Cause see, when my dear got her phone, we had three people. When my dear got her phone, we had three people. There were three or four other people that had the same number in the neighborhood.
Oh, who is my dear?
My mother.
Oh,
Oh, your mother's on the phone?
No, I said, when we got our phone, there were at least three other people on with the same number.
All right. Oh.
That's the way the phones were. That's yes.
Okay. Yeah.
We could listen in on somebody's conversation. You had to double check to see who's.
Our party, because we're live in three areas right now. And
all right.
Alaska. Oh my gosh. Hello. Hello, Alaska.
Mr. Ira.
Ira Johnson. How are you? From Alaska. How's the weather up there?
You can, if you type something in, we can.
Oh, you have to type it. I can type it in right here.
Yeah, you can type if you're on Facebook there. Let me do this. Let me put you on Facebook here.
This is nothing but a educational class we're in.
Isn't it though?
So I can type in, and then once we get you on Facebook Live, I explained it. And I can, when I type, then Art will see it also in Houston.
If he gets on my page, he can see it live.
Okay.
So you can type right there. Somebody said
I'm not online right now.
No, okay.
I'm on my cell phone.
Wow. You're still on the cell phone.
So anything you type, it'll come up down there. They'll see it, so they can respond to you. That's what I want
to
see.
This is too much. You can listen to it, and you might digest some of it, but then all of a sudden if something hits you, like, is this real? Is this really happening?
This is what I can do.
Here he goes again, Art. This is what I can do.
I can take it around so they can see what you're looking at.
Oh, you mean here on the screen?
That's what I love about it. So I can see.
I was having a terrible day because we have not had a very decent Friday night in Dallas, Texas in a long time. So everybody's out tonight. It's a beautiful night. It's a Friday night in Dallas, and the streets are just crowded. And the studio that we are in, for all of my listening audiences, and Mr. Ira Johnson in Alaska, the studios are in the busiest part of town where it is just all the excitement is goes on in uptown. So when you come over here, Art, when you come down the next time, we are going to make sure that we get over here to see. This is sort of like your, I don't know what area of Houston you have where all the young people come and migrate, and they all have fast cars.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we have that. They renamed downtown to Midtown now. So you know, our Third Ward, Fourth Ward, Fifth Ward, and so forth are being invaded now. Okay.
No. Yeah.
They're being invaded. They, you know, they have run down houses, so they're taking them away and building the condo type houses. Yeah, well, they're building high-rise in there, but in the neighborhood kind of places, they're actually building high houses, you know, like 2 to 3 stories within 3 feet of each other, that kind of thing, and sometimes they're connected. And it's just a whole block with just, you know, a door and 2 to 3 stories of a house.
Okay, so is that sort of like condos? Mixed developments is what they're called, is the terminology here in Dallas.
Yeah.
There are so many mixed developments.
It's not very mixed.
One side of our cars.
Yeah. So that's the kind of thing that's starting to happen now. They're building those apartment
mm-hmm.
complexes. Like it's homes. They're
building them
all over the place. And I look at that and I kind of smile because what are they doing with major major stores now? They're tearing them down to one story.
The malls are dead. Malls are going away. They have outlived. We have outlived our fascinations with the mall. The mall is dead. So the way of the country today, no, we don't go to malls. In fact, they're shutting the malls down. And they're making them into developments
because given the kind of choice you have, and that's what we've been at for the last 15 to 18 years, is that,
that's true.
That's right.
The business of the 21st century.
It is.
Huh?
Call in and talk to us tonight. I'm out of the car. I have come into the studio. This is Esther Davis talking to Arthur Fuller, my favorite mastermind in the world. And you can call us at 657-383-0437. Let us know what happened in your town, in your city, during the election. We want to hear from you. And Mr. Ira Johnson, as soon as I can, I hope you are Ira lady.
Tell me something about Mr. Ira Johnson. The name Ira Johnson sounds. Yeah, but that sounds like a name. It sounds like I know a name like that.
Is he in Alaska?
I don't know. Wait, is it?
Because we're worldwide and we're on Facebook Live for those of you that are watching us on Facebook Live. I now have this fascinating story to tell you about what happened tonight with the traffic and the wreck. And Michael? Oh, my gosh. Michael Anthony, I have a new name for you. We're going to call it the genius. We have another person that just logged on with us right now. Is that Aretha? Mr. Aretha?
Let's only call that first name. They may not want
okay. May not want all the name calls. She has joined us also. And once we get you online, Art, with Facebook, you'll see these people coming on. Now, the question
right.
I have for Michael is, both respond to them at the same time?
If they, on Facebook Live, they can only type in the comments and you can respond to the comments.
Okay.
You can read their comments live on the air and say somebody is responding.
There's another person.
Yep. This is another one of my
Betty DeBose.
Don't read their name.
Oh, I got
Give me not what their name
just
is.
Just Betty.
Yeah, just Betty.
Okay, you hear that, Art? So we can't call all of their names,
the
but you can see them. That's great.
Welcome to you all.
That's
all
right.
Right.
Welcome to
right.
Welcome to all of us.
And the topic tonight is how much did this election process cost us?
Oh, whoa!
How much did the election process cost us?
From
how
what
much
period
did
of time
this
to what period of time? From
I don't know what the whole thing went on for years, but I mean, you could think about about 3 months, right?
3 months. Let's say 3 months. So you're talking about the entire all of the elections. Go ahead.
This election. What they talk about here in Texas, just the two people running in the Senate thing, with over 150 million, right?
Yeah.
That was just that. But now you got to add the volunteers, right? The volunteers didn't get paid, did they? Right?
No, some of the staff people got paid, but most of it was.
Exactly.
And then the commercials,
all
commercials.
And who could afford commercials? The business community was the only one that could afford commercials.
That's true. The corporations
Corporations.
And
and where did all that money come from?
Hold on, let me tell you this. Today, I read somewhere in the paper where the United States, we the people, are paying almost $2,000 a minute for the presidency. With the travel, there is no budget. He just goes. But when you... That $2,000, it was more like $2,100 a minute.
Yeah.
We can't even add that up. That comes into the seven figures. That's just one huge number. Then you add in the elections.
No, but that would fit right in what I said is every time Congress takes on a task, we as a people should demand that they report the financial. That's what I have to do for tax purposes, don't I?
Yes,
as a business person,
you and I both have.
Right? They should be required to report to the public how much it costs to have that mess over Kavanaugh.
Wow! Yes.
They should have put it right down to the dollar. Shouldn't they?
Shouldn't they tell us?
And so that's why this thing came to me. I have these crazy thoughts that come every now and then, but we should demand that when they take on a task, they write
bold enough to speak about it.
No, they should start right then, just like I did when I was running the project to develop, the internet or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I had to report exactly how much it cost. Every contract I got, I had to say how much was money was in it, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
So
right.
I'd like to see our government on the same kind of thing, and that's where what you're talking about, $2,100 a minute or something like that.
$2,100 a minute. Well, let's do this. Let's ask the people. Hold on a second. Let's ask the people to call in. Call in and let me know how much you think the election process cost. Mm-hmm. And along with what Arthur Fuller is saying, how much did it cost us, and why can't we get a report of it in the newspaper, online? But we need to know how much these things are costing, because the president and other and the congresspeople have no problem telling us how much the Immigration Act is costing and how much this is costing. So how much are you spending?
And how much those people coming in from the other place is going to cost us? You know what I thought about? Have you ever thought about it? Do you know that we throw away enough to actually have those people settle where they are and take care of them if we were in that kind of mode, and you would not have to think about this?
You know what I think? I think the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. I think this world belongs to a higher power. Mm-hmm. I think that we have always taken care of people. That's one of the reasons we are so blessed. We have to understand why we're such a blessed nation, or why we call ourselves the number one nation in the world. And we really are the greatest country in the world. But it's because we take care of people. We took care of people after World War I. We took care of people after World War II. We have always been that country that had democracy. We had the ability to welcome people into our country. And what's wrong with educating them? I mean, let's stop it. One time there was $40 billion going overseas, $40 billion going in foreign aid every year. Well, why can't we take a portion of that and take care of these people? Mm-hmm. They are not hoodlums. They are not robbers. They are not rapists. Yes. Just people wanting a better life.
Yes.
Call
and
us. Let us know what you're
and,
thinking
and that
about
could
tonight.
Have that could have been done in a lot of places. I remember that I dreamed up this idea that if we had a collection system and loaded up airplanes, we could take the food after 12 o'clock at night that gets thrown in the trash and actually feed a whole country. And I even tried to work it out in my mind about how to do that, you know, that the trucks would stop at every one of the fast food stores or whatever, and then they'd have airplanes would be lined up out at the airport, and within 12 to 14 hours or whatever, they'd be landing in, I don't know, Guatemala or someplace like that at 15 different airports and 15 other countries.
We can do
with,
that if we
with
want.
With food that gets thrown into the trash.
Yes. We can do that if we want to. I have no problems with other people coming into this country. And I know that's a very controversial, but I don't care. This country has been blessed for a reason.
And we have the capacity with that same kind of movement, we could take care of them.
I want to hear from you out there. I want to hear from the audiences. The real Michael Anthony Johnson, go up and come on Facebook and join us. Facebook.com/TheRealMichaelAnthonyJohnson. I'm Esther Davis on the phone on Friday nights with Arthur Fuller, because he has all of these crazy ideas, quote unquote, and he shares them with us. But how much did the election process cost we, the American people? And are our taxes going to go up? Is gas going to go up during the holidays? They're talking about the gas. We might get a break on the gas, but how much of a break are we going to get? So that's what we're talking about tonight. 657-383-0437. We want to hear from you, the American people. And, all right, when did you vote? Let's start there. Did you vote early?
Yeah, I voted about a month ago.
Okay.
3 or 4 weeks ago.
You voted early voting.
Yeah.
I voted the first day of
voting. No. You see, I faked them out with my age, so I get them a mail vote.
What
you think about with your age?
I think if y'all are over 65 or something like that.
You ought to get privileges to vote.
No, you get that. When you reach that, they'll send you a mail vote. Mail in vote.
Yeah, I know. They send you a mail vote.
I've been getting it for a long time.
You mailed in your ballot.
They mailed the ballot to me. I filled it out and mailed it back.
How safe is that? Now, a little while ago, you did not trust the machines because you wanted to itemize your vote. You didn't vote a straight ticket. But I'm just wondering, just throw it out to the audiences tonight, how safe are the ballots?
As safe.
You don't have an idea about
as
that?
The integrity?
That's
no, as safe as the integrity of the people who count them.
Yes. That's about right.
Okay.
Our number here is 657-383-0437. Join the conversation with Esther in Dallas and Art in Houston, Texas. And if you're around the country, let us know where you are, where you're logging in from, so we can get this conversation started. Now, the other thing that we were talking about while I was sitting in my car in traffic, can we go back to that conversation for a minute?
Yeah.
Just revisit that a little while about immigration.
It was on immigration. Mm-hmm.
Because now we have this great country because our children, the classrooms have changed. The classrooms have definitely changed. If I go into a third grade classroom, the kids are, they're just kids. All you know is that they're kids. They don't look, they're not black kids, they're not white kids, they are just kids. And I like that. Now, a lot of people don't like it because we think another race is superior to certain races and some races are substandard. But immigration is what has made this country great. What do you have to say about that, Arthur Fuller?
That's because of where you are in terms of status.
Yeah.
Well, status.
Okay.
Okay.
The people in the high status don't think quite that way.
No,
remember where our system came from. And they still got an example of it running right now, don't they?
Yes, we do.
Hmm?
We have
$150 million for a wedding.
For a wedding? Who had $150 million wedding?
Somebody in the British hierarchy is getting married, and they're talking $150 million for the wedding.
Ooh. Well,
It's somewhere in the royalty.
Okay.
All right.
Those are the kinds.
But look at you know, see what some people are done. But I'll give you mine and tell you about it. we call this the American free enterprise system.
Right.
But who's free? Only business owners are free.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I said owners,
yes.
Not loaners.
That's what I love about you.
Not
you
loaners.
Keep that on our mind.
Right. Yeah, they're not loaners now, owners.
Right.
Right? Those are the only
right.
ones that are free. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, who else is free? The government is free.
Well, the government
right?
has a
all
of
that
checkbook.
No, but the government, all of that income from what? Some form
yes,
of taxes or whatever.
Exactly.
It comes from the same place where the business people are. Okay? Now, what does that make everybody else? Subtract 200 years, 250 years.
Subtract 250
plantation
years.
Plantation owner.
Right.
Plantation
right.
manager, and what? Slaves.
And the product that's on the – but the other important thing, too, that I thought you were going to say about that, fast-forwarding to today, why don't we own more businesses? Why don't we see the picture that you talk about?
Yeah.
Small business.
Because we're not taught ownership. We're not taught ownership. We're taught loanership. The definition of business in this country is loanership, not ownership. You probably couldn't find me a business that's out of debt.
Yeah, no,
find me one.
Well, how do
right?
we get people?
When you're in debt, when you're in debt, you don't own. I'm getting ready. I've thought about adding a new word to the English language: lown.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right?
L-O-W-N.
Because that's what that is, L-O-W-N. The reason why most people are frightened away from business is what? How much it costs, which they can't get to. Right?
What?
So we're talking about ownership.
I know, but why can't we have a class in school? Why can't we have, and I have been asked this question before when I was director of
Because you might accidentally move into the, back in days of slavery, what's the chance that you're going to become part of the family? Huh?
Accidentally. Great conversation we have going on here with the Esther Davis Show. This is 657. You got to call in, 657-383-0437. Call in and talk to us. The hot topic tonight is, how much did the election cost the American people? That's number one. And number two, we're talking about immigration. I want to hear what your comments are. Whatever they are, I can take it because I think the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. There are ways to take care of people on earth.
Of every,
if you want to move to
every
Mars,
single
go to
person
Mars.
On earth.
Yes.
Could be taken care of.
Yes.
Every
yes,
person could
indeed.
Be taken care of. And the same thing could happen
right now
there.
We have, right now we have troops sitting down on the border. We know that the caravan, and I don't like that word, that caravan is going to be here maybe in 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah.
It is ridiculous.
Yeah.
That, now, how much is that costing the American people?
Well, yeah, and chances are, what are they talking about? They're saying that Mexico is making provisions for some of those people. We could financially support that and not even think along the line
go.
On some other area.
Go ahead.
That's really like the person under the bridge out there, isn't it?
Yes.
That's
yes,
like
right.
that's like the person
that's,
under the bridge out on the side
right.
of the road.
I heard the other day that we had gotten used to homeless people. I have not gotten used to homeless people. It is just something awful about the greatest country in the world, and we cannot take care of homeless people. I mean, some places, and they run them out of certain areas. We had them under the bridge here under I-45. It was a whole tent city, whole complete city. So let's add one other thing to the subject tonight. And I was late, so I'm going to apologize to everybody. How much did the election process cost us, and why can't we take care of the homeless people in our own country and welcome in and make provisions for the people that want the best education? There's nothing wrong with running the best education. I just I have to cringe sometimes when I hear the word those people are ruining our country. No, we have had immigrants in this country since we built the railroad, and that was in the
1800s. All are right.
Oh,
the people who made that definition were immigrants.
Yes, exactly.
Remember what I said earlier? The people who made that definition of who was an immigrant were immigrants.
Yes.
That's what
yes.
That's the point I was trying to make earlier. Okay?
So, are you still a deacon at your church down in Brentwood?
I am, I guess you would call it inactive. We have a deal in our at our church is that I think it's 6 years. And then you must take some time off so that you pull more people in.
You got to the Baptist church. That's a whole other subject right there.
it's a Baptist church. And I think it's 3 terms. At the end of 3 2-year terms, I think it's 6 years. And at the end of that time, you must take at least 1 term off.
Ooh.
All right, that way.
And guess
that
what?
That is a hot topic.
I lost the battle to put that into my church in Washington, D.C. 40 years ago. But I did manage to get it in for the treasurer. Again, when
explain
I was, I think I was, I tried to implement that many years ago, was that,
uh-huh.
Yeah, that there would be a term limit on in terms of active participants. That way you would elect new people. And my thought process on that is that way you could possibly get people to stay longer, and the audience would be more filled with people who would have an idea about how the church operated and so forth. If you kept putting those people out, sitting in the seat, sitting next to people. That's how I chose my church, by sitting next to somebody and asking them what were they excited about. I went through four or five churches, and I'd sit in and I'd say, well, you know, what brought you here, et cetera. I interviewed people sitting in the seats. Okay? And that's how I got to hear, because when people started, you know, answering in ways that I thought was meaningful, that would be the case. But back in that day, a buddy and I got together and we worked as and I never
as
got past junior deacon. Yeah, well, actually, I never got past junior deacon. You could be a junior deacon. But
okay.
That was only when somebody passed away or whatever, then there'd be a slot open every now and then, which meant that, in general, you never really got there. Okay?
We're talking about
so
the Protestant faith of Baptists. In the Baptist faith, we have deacons. In other faiths, they have lay leaders, they have stewards, they call them different things. And Art just taught me something, saying that at his church right now, they have a tenure. They have a term limit, which is something we have not touched on in several months on the Esther Davis shows. Because back to how much did the election process cost us, how much does it cost us to keep the same people in office every year that are not doing anything for the people? They should have term limits, and we don't have that
in our
system.
They should have term limits. That's right.
They should have term limits.
They might serve a term or two terms or something like that. But at that point in time, they should be required to sit out at least a full term before coming back. Or if they came back or whatever. And that would actually bring in people in each kind of generation. All you have to do is just look at all of the situations that went on in this election that we're talking about, how much it costs. We went through all of that process and took that much money. Actually, it's all debt, because they don't have the money to pay it, right?
Yeah,
we
they don't have
the money
to pay
the national debt. That whole race and everything
we
has simply increased the
debt.
National debt,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
Significantly. All right, but all of what went into it came out of the pockets of people who worked, because that's the only source of income production.
That's the only source of income for the United States. Call in and talk to us. We've got a lot going on tonight, and Art just opened up a brand new door for us on what is not only how much did the election cost. That was one part. The second part now is term limits in churches, and so we need term limits for our elected officials. And
absolutely.
Do you think we're making the best use of our talent that we have in this country? Because with so much conspiracies and so much derogatory conversation about, do we think we're getting the best talent, Art? What do you think?
We're getting what the controlling element wants. Okay? So you have to think about what that is. The controlling element, we're getting what they want, because they make sure to keep the system in that place. When you have the thing we talked about with the Congress or whatever, where somebody's been there for 40 years.
They've
been there for 40 years. Now, I'll tell people that I'm not going to tell you that I got that much strong religion or whatever, that I wouldn't be sitting there being, you know, feeling pretty if I had one of them positions. And name me somebody who wouldn't.
No, because
right?
that's a luxury lifestyle. They just went back to work today.
Here are people whose entire lifestyle is paid for. Doesn't cost them anything.
Yeah, with great health insurance, I might add. That's been a point of controversy over the last couple of years because their health plan is totally different from yours and mine and the rest
oh,
of
yeah.
the country, I might add.
Everything,
yes.
all of the things that you talk about are in that element. When you decide that you're gonna go talk to somebody in Colorado, who pays for everything?
Yeah, you get on a
right,
plane.
The trip,
and you,
where you're staying,
yes.
right? What you eat,
yes.
right?
The military waiting on
who
you and flying you around,
yeah.
no cost.
Yeah.
And
an entourage of people
cost.
Who, right? So it is a life. It is a royalty. It is a royalty life, isn't it?
4, 3, 7. It's a very plush life. And when you get there,
yes.
they have a staff. People don't realize that they have full
yes.
staff in the district
full
office
staff.
And Washington D office. And we'll go back to our initial question when we opened up the show when I got here. How much did the election process cost us? We now know that our president his fee or his cost per minute is $2,100 per minute.
Wow.
Per while. You got to let that soak in a bit. We're on Facebook Live with the real
mm-hmm.
Michael Anthony Johnson and Arthur Fuller.
And pass that, and pass that on
so I have
to his staff.
That knows, yeah, I'm sorry?
And pass that on to his staff. How much the staff that is operational there. Right?
And
that's traveling. $2,100.
I don't know.
That's
I think that's just for his protection and his the Air
yeah.
Force One, and I think that doesn't
and all the things that go with him when he's moving around, right? Yeah.
Yes. And a billionaire there, so we can
and
easily
is that really different than
the country? Amazing.
Is that really different than a king? Is that really different than a king?
No, it's really not. But listen, he thinks he's a king already, Art. So we don't want to give him any more ideas because we are a democracy. This is not the United States Corporation. Okay, this is the United States of America, not the United States Corporation headed by Donald Trump. And we need to separate the two because we're headed toward that dictatorship, but we're not quite there yet. We do have a constitution, and we live in a democracy. And when he's gone, we're going to live in that democracy. Call in and talk to us. And if you think this is a great show, we want to hear what you're thinking.
Yes,
did you vote anyway? What people did not vote at all? 657-383-0437. All right, I'm going to take a little bit of a break and stay
okay.
with us for a minute. We're on Facebook. I still have to stay on Facebook.
No, we can still take a break.
Okay, I got to take a break.
Play some music.
Play some music and let me run down the hall and get a cup of coffee. But, again, I had half of the show in my car in traffic on the cell phone. It's a changing, different world. We live in a new place. Woo!
Here we go, everybody. This is music for your listening pleasure. As we take a little break, Facebook, you're going to stay live with us here.
With the music?
Yes.
Okay, I'm getting a cup of coffee. God has a reason. Write down this website, lifemessageacademy.com. It's a 6-minute video that could quite help you know of your own crazy life story.
For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Luke 4:10, let's go. I got angels watching over me. I got. Yeah. Covered in the blood of Jesus. Born in the city of angels, where Satan be scheming your weakness in. Ready to wrangle and tangle you with demons that season. To mangle and strangle your believing, deceiving and grieving. Leaving you grieving the legion. Treason, the reason he competing and cheating, deleting your faith, leaving you raped, leaving you draped, completely reshaped, undermining your face. Yeah, the message is clear. God is always near when you face with a desire. God is always there when you
here. Walking with the fire, stay walking with no fear. Stay praying with no fear, he got you. Angels and saints, when you're giving them thanks, can pull you through the deepest waters. Slave to the bank, can rise above the evil martyrs who don't bother to blink or bother to think. Trying to slaughter my ink. He gave us sun, who gave us light, who gave us love, who gave us light. That made us whole and made us right. That made us whole and made us right. Christ, angels. I got angels watching over me. I got angels, yeah, everywhere we go. Angels watch our back. We live in tough times, religious freedoms are under attack. We thundering back through all of the black, through all of the black. No rolling us back, we strong. Our elite purpose when we worship is to keep churching. Cause the street circus that sees curses will keep hurting, causing you drama, mixed with the Brahma. Hot as a sauna, the core of the trauma. We say, speak his names, let his deeds be known. It's no shame, I'ma claim with the preacher's tone. With my speakers on, till the speakers boom. Yeah, together we rise, united we fly. No need to silently cry, divided we die. God is the eye, God is the key. Watching over me. I got angels. I got angels. Yeah. I got. Watching over me. Yeah. Then I looked and heard the voice of many angels, numbering thousands upon thousands. Circled the throne and the living creatures and the elders. In a loud voice they sang, worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive the power and wealth and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and praise. Revelation 5:11-12. I got angels, man. Straight up. Angels. I got.
I got angels. I'm putting on the other network. And Arthur Fuller, you are live back with us again as well. And I'm going to put it back live here on the Cemetery Radio Show. Somebody saying hallelujah.
Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah.
By the way, that's my friend. I took care of him. He can tell you that I babysit him when he was a baby. That's Bishop Cortez Vaughn.
Really? He's a singer?
Yeah.
A gospel singer?
Yeah, he sings that song. Let me know the song is You Deserve It.
Mm, I love that
beautifully
song.
Done.
Are you with me? Can you
hear
the song?
That. Oh, yeah.
Hello?
I like that. That was good.
He's off. He's on. Where's the speaker? Because I can't hear him.
Okay, I'm sorry. You can't hear me.
You can't hear me?
Can you hear us now, Art?
I can hear you.
Can you hear the song?
I hear you. You hear me?
Okay, there you go.
Huh?
Yes, we can hear you just fine.
Okay.
That
yeah, that was good.
Yeah.
I don't know that
we
I've heard that song.
No, we deserve it. We
yeah.
deserve it. And we're back with you live with Arthur Fuller and all of our guests on Facebook Live with Entertainment, the real Michael Anthony Johnson. And I want you to know I'm still excited about being able to host my show in my car in traffic. And the audio was just so great.
It was.
You know, Art, I would like to know, how many firsts have you had in your lifetime? This had to be a first. Tonight was a first.
First.
For sure. The first time the first time we were on the internet radio and we are driving or in the car, and it's just an amazing time to be alive. It's just awesome, the things can happen. And it's not coined. It's not like it's a manual for it, because I never would have gotten through a manual if I had to do what we did tonight.
I'm having that situation on a regular basis with this technology that's come along,
what
the Facebook and whatever all those other different things are.
that
Instagram,
out there, Instagram, and you name it. And I need time, and I need to learn some more about them. But it is not the kind of thing that one can sort of like pick up on their own. It takes a lot of basic knowledge to understand what happens when you do one thing or the other. That's why I talk about how all we were interested in was, hey, we got a recognizable message from one computer to the other, and that was now working. So my contract had been in place, and it was top secret. They didn't want anybody else to know, particularly the Russians, because that was the military's communication system.
Mm-hmm.
And that was part of the, when we got to work on it, that was part of the reason why it was actually put together, because they needed to be able to talk between the different government, you know, military agencies without being interpreted. And I thought about something else. This is all on a different thing. But and I don't know how far that goes, but I literally managed the design of the creation of a Russian warship. Yeah, they started the construction on a massive warship. And that was, what were those planes called? U-2s? Wasn't that what it was? The one that could fly?
I don't know. What year was that? 19? Was this in 69 or are we into the 70s now?
Yeah, we're into like probably the 70s. But there was, they had that aircraft that could fly so high that nobody could touch it.
They sure did.
B-2?
Wasn't it
B-2?
U-2? I think it was.
B-2.
No,
U-2.
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 It wasn't a bomber. It was the first of the real high-speed, high-flying aircraft, and the military had a few of them. They flew around for a while until it, you know, technology caught up with that idea. But they could fly so high that they couldn't be attacked. Okay.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And when they started to develop that ship,
uh-huh.
it was a great big one, so big that they had to do it outside. So when they
laid
the keel.
Call us and let us know. Call us 657-383-0437.
Yeah.
Tell us what we're talking about. I can say hello now to Linda and Alice, David and Christopher that have joined us on Facebook. I know somebody out there knows what we're talking about.
He says it's a U-2.
U-2.
I think
we're
called
bomber. Somebody's been in the military watching. Tell us what that is.
Yeah, somebody's been in the military that knows what we're talking about. So
And it was a high-speed, it flew so high, just like we were talking about with the other thing, is that they couldn't shoot it down, right? Because it flew so high and so fast, and so they flew that plane over the place where that ship was being constructed. And I actually
did
the
study. And what is his name, Donnell?
Donnell, tell me if you want to call in and answer the question: how much did the election process to get called that 657 number? He's listening to us.
Oh, Donnell, you're listening to us, but call in, and I can see you when you call in on the computer. So call me, 657-383-0437.
And when he calls in, he's going to be here, and you can take the cursor and move it. It'll be down here.
So we're on 19 seconds.
Uh-oh, 19 seconds before we're about to log
off.
Oh,
sorry.
No, we can go a little bit.
Is that it? Okay.
But we'll still be live on Facebook and also Entertainment Radio.
The real Michael Anthony Johnson is a genius. I can't say that enough. Facebook.com, and we're hooked up to two systems right now on Facebook. Probably in the next couple of weeks we'll have three. How much? 60 seconds.
That's only for Blog Talk. So everybody,
okay, that's for Blog Talk.
You just got to move to another area. If you're listening to Blog Talk Radio, please move to another area and go to www.centertainmentradio.fm or join us on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
Just bring more live.
Okay.
Danielle, you are live.
Hello, it's Esther Davis. What is your question? Hello. I can I can't hear you right now, but
maybe,
I know you're on.
No, if you let me do this. They might have called in just to listen because we're about to go off the air.
Okay.
And if you call in to listen, that's fine. But you want to tune in on Facebook Live, or you want to tune in on CenterTainmentRadio.fm, and we'll put you back in the queue.
Okay. But he can send me a message on
Facebook. Yeah, they can send a message. And if you're listening to us right now, you can.
Ten seconds.
We can email. Well,
people can't get you on Facebook, they call you. Darnell, don't go away. Join us next week. And what we're going to do is get your question. Art will be back next week because he's with us on Friday evenings. I don't know if the traffic doesn't get any better. I'll move it up just a little bit. Wow. But we had a great show. This has been a great, awesome, awesome event for me tonight to be able to host the show in my car, half of it, and then move into the studio to do so.
Right. It's beautiful.
It's a beautiful world. It's a great, big, beautiful world. We still want to hear from you. Art Full and I want to hear from you. How much did the election process cost us? And we're talking about businesses in America, so you don't have to pay all of those taxes.
And also, let me see if I can do something real quick. We'll bring him on live, and we can talk to him.
That's it.
For it is written, he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee. Luke 4:10. Let's go. I got. I got angels watching over me. I got. Yeah. Covered in the blood of Jesus. Born in the city of angels, where Satan be scheming your weakness in. Ready to wrangle and tangle you with demons that season. To mangle and strangle your believing, deceiving and grieving. Leaving you grieving, a legion of treason. The reason he competing and cheating, deleting your faith. Leaving you raped. Completely reshaped, undermining your face. Yeah, the message is clear. God is always near when you face with a desire. God is always there when you're walking with the fire. Stay walking with no fear. Stay praying with no fear. He got you.